This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., is the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Of course he is.
And he has now been AI'd, as we all have been AI'd at some point or another, it seems like, at this point. This one over the flap in the WNBA that people keep throwing sex toys onto the court.
Yes. There is twice now that a green male phallic apparatus has been thrown on the court. And this last one, the reaction, you should watch the video of it because the ref kicks it off the court, and the guy who's in charge of picking it up, he acts as if someone has thrown a hand grenade at him. Because to be fair, when someone does throw a sex toy, I'm guessing that's probably not, you don't want it to touch you. I would like to believe this is an unused sex toy, but I guess you can't take that chance.
You never know.
But this is twice now, and so this is a big nail. The WNBA is claiming that this is outrageous and will not stand, and they will get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Sophie Cunningham came out and said she was pleading with fans to stop.
And by stop, I mean please keep doing this because it's hilarious.
So here is AI RFK on the subject.
It's a circus in a war zone. I never thought I'd have to address this, but these overgrown behemoth women are just trying to airball free throws and blow layups in peace. The WNBA was never meant to be the UFC, okay? The Sisterhood of Traveling Elbows has been gunning for Caitlin Clark for far too long, and now the league is using dildo mortars to finish the job.
Oh, my God.
Everyone thinks it's rogue fans, but the stadiums have mechanized mortars with laser-guided targeting systems, and it's the WNBA executives behind it. They want to murder Caitlin Clark and the other gal. Two, sorry, I can't be bothered to learn WNBA player names.
God. Dido mortars?
Laser-guided D mortars.
And what do you say, the Sisterhood of Traveling Elbows?
I also love Caitlin Clark and the other gal. I can't be bothered to learn WNBA player names, which harkens back to the best joke at the ESPYs. Shane Gillis was doing the thing, and he goes, hey, shout out to six-time NBA All-Star, whatever. And then he points at the lady, and then like a couple seconds later, he goes, I'm just fooling you. That was my buddy's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players.
Because the whole audience applauded her.
His buddy was married to a black gal. And so he was like, yeah, multiple-time All-Star. Yeah, and the crowd was like, all right, yeah.
Man, the WNBA just getting disrespected.
Catching strays.
Right and
I'm
left.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
They're supposed to airball free throws and miss their wide-open layups in peace.
Dude, I'm against AI because I think it will eventually be the downfall of us all, but that's hilarious. I watched a 60 Minutes piece on AI.
Yeah, my mom was telling me about that from last night. It was last night.
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah.
Dude, there's some...
She...
Your mom had no idea.
Yeah, well, it's not that she had no idea. It's that she couldn't remember to tell me what it said.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, there was a really interesting piece on 60 Minutes last night. I'm like, oh, what'd they say? Like, I don't know. I can't remember. That's the joys of being 82.
You're like, yeah.
So what did they say? What's
well, there was a bunch of them. The most interesting one is they're now, I guess, mapping protein. Used to take like 2 years to map one single protein. It was just an arduous thing. And basically, protein is the building block of everything. It's the building block of life. And they are saying now, I'm going to butcher this, but it went from taking years to do one of these that I think they said in a year with AI, they had mapped 200 and something proteins. And the guy basically said that he thinks this is going to be the cure for all diseases. And he said this is within like a 10-year window.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, he goes, basically, when we don't know how to fix anything because we don't know how everything interacts. And he basically was making the claim that if we can map what your actual cell is and everything involved with it, and then every sort of disease, you know, protein that is goes with this, we are going to be able to cure disease. Not some diseases. He said all, and he thinks that AI is going to power that.
I hope he's right.
And he said it is in the near future. Now again, yeah. It's a guy that's involved in AI, but some of the claims that he was making and some of the things that the advancements that AI has been able to do and the speed at which it's doing was like, whoa! It was an eye opener.
Wow. All right. Well, we've got another death. And this one hits a little close to my home. I know that.
Yeah, was this part of your childhood?
Well, I was a huge WKRP fan.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
I didn't catch this until a little bit later because my mom would watch the old shows like MASH, and this was one of hers. So I want to say when I was like in my early teens, I was exposed to the greatness that was WKRP.
Yeah, the receptionist on WKRP was Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
She has died at the age of 79.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And she was one of the like the original like sex symbols.
Oh yeah, she was not famous because of WKRP.
No.
She had been famous prior to that in the 70s. As a matter of fact, I was reading today that one of the biggest pinup posters, if not the biggest pinup poster of the 70s, was her.
Yeah. She was...
Pre-augmentation, of course.
Of course.
Because by the end, she had ginormous basketballs.
Yeah.
But...
She was kind of like a... Think if to a younger... I mean, Pamela Anderson at one point was this. She was like the hottest thing.
Like Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and when you were our age, the Lonnie Anderson pinup poster was kind of
it was the big thing.
That was the big thing.
They said that, so she was also married to Burt Reynolds.
Yes, and Lonnie and Burt was a big deal.
They were a very big deal. They ended up getting a divorce, but,
Burt smacked her around a little bit.
It sounded like it was pretty tumultuous.
Yeah.
But she ended up saying very nice things about him once he passed.
Yeah.
But she demanded, so when she did WKRP, she wasn't going to do it. They wanted her, but she wasn't going to do it until they rewrote it away from the stereotypical dumb blonde receptionist bit.
Yeah.
And if you watch that show, she was not the stereotypical dumb blonde. She was actually like the head cheese guy was a goofball doofus, and she was very competent and, I don't know, another adjective to describe her role on that show. But
she's kind of turned she turned the narrative on its head a little bit.
Yeah,
she was a sharp lady, smart, witty, funny.
And they're saying that she was the one that did that. They wanted to write her in as the stereotypical dumb blonde receptionist, doesn't know anything. And she said, "I'm not playing that. Yeah. You're going to flip the script on that." And she did.
Well, you think about like from like Three's Company and that had the. That certainly was a thing that
Chrissy.
When you look back at TV shows from that era, the dumb blonde was like the. It was like kind of the equivalent of the crazy neighbor. Every show had a crazy neighbor,
like a comedic crutch that you could just build in.
Yeah, it's a big dumb blonde. Don't think too hard, sugar tease. You know, Larry will take care of everything. One of those. And I love that she stood up for herself.
Well,
and she was an original hot man.
I'm guessing to a lot of you, some of you. I mean, if you're our age or older, you know of Lonnie.
Yeah.
But if you're younger,
yeah, maybe you don't.
She's probably one of those that if you Google image, you'd be like, oh yeah, her.
Yeah.
She was a big deal back in the day, man.
Yep.
Kind of forgotten about her. She's kind of fallen out of the public eye.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I don't know what she did in the later in her career. I don't remember the last thing.
Yeah, she went and hopefully lived her life.
Yeah. Let's look and see what the last thing she did. 2017, she made a TV movie.
She was a classy dame.
Yeah.
Lonnie Anderson. Rest in peace.
She did A Night at the Roxbury. Three Ninjas High Noon at Mega Mountain.
But hey, all those 80s icons are, I mean, they're just dropping like flies.
The third iteration of the Three Ninjas movies? Jeez.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're getting old. How old was she? 70?
I know, man. She was 79.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
Who's next? Anthony Michael Hall?
He was just in Reacher. Dude, he's all bloated. He doesn't look like Anthony Michael Hall anymore. He was on the new season of Reacher, and I had to look it up to see if it was Anthony Michael Hall. I was like, is that really him? And I was like, oh, yeah. Because he was like a little skinny. No, man,
he's
like
skinny
a
skinny little.
No, he went driftwood. He's swollen.
Anybody heard from David Hasselhoff lately?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because he could be coming.
And he's a bit of a, he's a bit of a drinker and whatnot. That's a good one. Although Hasselhoff's probably not that old. I bet you Hasselhoff's probably what, mid-60s? What old David Hasselhoff is up to?
73.
Okay, well.
Watch out.
It's up there. I bet you there's some hard miles on the old Hoff. Probably a young trophy bride or something. Getting drunk eating those cheeseburgers.
All right, Rod Stewart's under fire.
He is?
Yeah.
No, Rod Stewart, dude.
You seen this?
No. Is this a dumb thing like the Sidney Sweeney? Or did he actually do something?
No. So Rodney.
Rodney Stewart, huh?
Rodney Sweeney. Rod Stewart is under fire, but should he be? That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.